time for Area Voices. We find out about a theater production in Brainerd at Central Lakes College.
Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. And Halloween is the ideal time for a spooky ghost story. Brainerd Community Theater is getting into the spirit of the holiday with their production of The Woman in Black. It's a two-man show starring Brainerd Community Theater director Patrick Spradlin and a man well known in Brainerd for his acting chops, Kevin Yeager. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I had never heard of The Woman in Black, but after doing some research, I realized it's huge, especially in the London area for decades now. 28 years.
Second only to The Mousetrap in being the longest continuous run of a play in the West End.
What is it about this play that's taken audiences in like this?
I think it's simplicity. Because it's told on virtually a bare stage with minimal props, very few costume changes, if any. Scenery that is basically chairs and a trunk. But what it does is funnels the audience to use their imagination to fill in details. And as you know, your imagination can be the scariest creator of horrifying things that you'll ever encounter, more so than film graphic depictions or anything like that. It relies on audience imagination, and that's very powerful.
What are the elements of a good ghost story?
Well, this is Kevin.
Yes.
I think that the best element of any good ghost story, and we've alluded to it a little bit, is imagination. Recall being at home alone in your house with the covers pulled up to your chin and your eyes ablaze off into the darkness, not knowing what you heard or thought you heard or had seen or thought you had seen, and just being absolutely horrified. And I really think that the best part of any ghost story is just what you don't see and don't hear. And this play certainly embodies that in many, many different ways for both characters. Not just the one, but for both characters. I think one of the things that's really unique about this play is it's written in the format of a play within a play. That's not something new. There are many productions like that. But what this one does, which to me is a little bit different from some of those others, is this one, as you watch it, you begin to lose touch with when that switch happens from play within a play to the actual play. It kind of melds seamlessly back and forth. So I find myself just getting captivated in it, and not really knowing, where exactly I am. And I think that's part of the fun. Is I think audiences will really enjoy going through that experience of this production.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead.
The setup of the play of a man who goes to a theater, because it's set inside a theater, on a stage of a theater, and asks for help from an actor to tell a story where they just use a chair and a trunk and they move it around and it becomes different locations, a train car, a trap with a pony attached to it, the inside of a house, part of an inn, all of those locations with the same few little pieces of furniture just being moved about. It's very theatrical, so it's very easy to step back from that and say, oh, it's just somebody doing a play. But the beauty of this particular play, as Kevin just said, is that dividing line becomes really blurred. In fact, you cross over from it being a play to actually experiencing what's going on with these people as human beings in the time in which it's happening for them, if you see what I mean. So it's ingenious in that way.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it from a standpoint of somebody who wants to go take in the theater. It sounds amazing, but it also sounds like a real theater person's play in a way.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it uses all the conventions of theater that everybody's accustomed to in a different way. It takes those conventions, and instead of drawing attention to them as conventions, which it starts doing that, suddenly those conventions become meaningful in a wholly different way. So it kind of shows the power of theater, how theater actually works as as a form of entertainment and of communication. This play kind of highlights the powerful aspects of what theater can do for an audience.
Without giving too much away, what is the play about?
Well, I would say that the play, in just brief summary, is about a fella who had an experience, and this experience has shaped him into, at least somewhat, to the person that he is later in life. And this experience shaped him in many ways negatively or adversely. And his mindset is that if he can tell this story, that the telling of that story may for him relieve him of some of the, I guess, hardship that he's endured through his life through going through this process. So what he does is he writes his story down on paper, and then because he wants to tell it to friends and family, he hires a professional actor to come in and give him some pointers on how this story might be best told. And that's basically what happens, is these two fellows set out on a path to help recreate this story for friends and family, so that the primary person, the primary actor, can hopefully be absolved of what is tormenting him.
You're listening to Area Voices. I'm talking with Patrick Spradlin and Kevin Yeager, who are starring in Brainerd Community Theater's The Woman in Black. Just the two of you. How has the process been, just the two of you working together?
It's been great. It has its challenges when there are only two actors. The character I play actually embodies or tries to represent seven different people.
This is Patrick speaking, right?
This is Patrick speaking, yes. Okay. So there's some challenges individually for me on that. But working with just Kevin on stage has been a different kind of experience, because we both kind of have one eye on what the other's doing from a directorial point of view, if you want. I'm the director of record, but still being in the cast as half of the cast has its challenges of trying to stay within that role without stepping out to watch what's going on. But I've directed Kevin in several productions and know of his capabilities, and so I've likened it to two jazz musicians who just get together and start jamming. They start improvising and playing off each other's riffs and see what develops out of that.
Is it one of those that kind of, you know, it percolates?
The residual effect is you have the thrills of being involved in this production from an audience perspective, because it does take you on a roller coaster ride of fright and empathy and all the things where you connect with what's going on stage. I had people, when we did it last, come up days, weeks, months later saying how they still thought about it and thought about it'd be like remembering a really good thrill ride at a carnival. When you're experiencing it, you're experiencing the thrills of it and the exhilaration and the fright of the thing. And then looking back on it later, you remember that, and that's the impression that you have.
Should kids come or no?
Absolutely. There's nothing graphic. I'll just say this. There's nothing graphic. It's not like some of the things you see on cable TV with, spurting blood and dismemberment and really graphic details of horror.
Okay.
This is a ghost play. And a ghost, when you think of a ghost, it's a fleeting image. It's something you think you saw, but you're not quite sure what it was you saw. And so, again, your imagination fills in the details.
Right.
Yes, there'll be some jolts and shocks, absolutely. We wouldn't be doing our job otherwise. But I say bring the kids. Why not?
That is Patrick Spradlin and Kevin Yeager. They are starring in Brainerd Community Theater's performance of The Woman in Black. Shows will be at the Chalberg Theater on the Central Lakes College campus in Brainerd, from October 26th through the 28th at 7:30 p.m., with a matinee on the 28th at 2 p.m. I'm Katie Carter. You're listening to Area Voices on Northern Community Radio.
feel like I'm on a voyage to the bottom of the sea.
That's Area Voices, made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.